tabling adjustment budget on page 157. Are there any questions between page 157 and 168? And that's been flat out, of course. Any other questions before we continue with the class?
Thank you, Chair. My question is in page 157, table 7.1 in the social welfare services. I just want to know why the budget decreased for social welfare services and what impact will this have on the functioning of the department.
Member Kennedy.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 159, in the section for the department program 1, sub-program 1.2, the machinery and equipment provision for IT repairs, they need to give us some details on what we mean by IT repairs, because it appears in a few programs, including on page 160. So the explanation will cover all my notes in that respect. And then in sub-program 1.2, corporate management services, the 2.2 million funds airlines need to change in training and the development certification. So what does it mean? They need to give more details on what it means. That's why you need to amount 2.2 million. And then on page 160, funds to prioritize the result in the delay in the expansion of our own facility, sub-program 2.2. We can see the details to what was the reason for those delays, and we saw again being relocated to IT repair. And then on page 161, the continuing there, after what's there?
Yes, you can ask all your questions between 157 and 168, including the annexures on 169 to 181.
Thank you, Chairperson. And then on page 169, the funds we prioritize for the sub-program 3.4 ETD and partial care. The funds we prioritize to non-compliant NPI, that's for 1 million. Communication as to the services of those NPIs being affected, or the organizations that we're dealing with, or those individuals, for example, they're re-ascended, they're transferred to another center, and we're trying to understand what the impact of service will be there. And then, yes, Chairman, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Member Vanfono.
Thank you, Chair. Given all the social development challenges we are faced with in the province, one of the expected an additional funding. And so this decrease is really unacceptable. Mine is on page 160, sub-program 2.3. Fund priority as a result of late in the expansion of home facilities. Is my understanding correct when I say money intended for the expansion of facilities for people with disability was used for IT repair? Then my second question on page 161, sub-program 4.3. Understanding the right to staff exit, how many staff exits and what were the reasons for it? Could you provide further clarity on this in sourcing? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I've also noted the bottom of the course and then I know from Philander.
Dear Munel Lamshan Dasandi, mine is on page 163, shifting of funds between programs. Well, I want to understand, given the many cases of GPV in our province and femicide in the Western Cape, one would have expected increased allocation for victim empowerment, and in this budget, there is none. Can I therefore ask, what are the department's plans to fight against GPV and femicide, and where is the budget for it? And 163, also shifting of funding programs. Can you please give details of the two new sector facilities? And the third one, the revocation of funding due to contract end for outsourced facility. What is the logic behind using money for crime prevention to pay for audit fees? Please explain. And page 137.8.2 service to the person with disabilities. Were these streets really necessary from that sub-program? And please explain that. And the last one is about the ECP and partial care. Can you please provide reasons for reducing the budget for ECPs and how it will impact on the function of the department? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Member Finlander.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 163, sub-program 2.1 and sub-program 3.3, one is going to understand what is the impact of those in the department, the real impact on a day-to-day basis in relation to the, what is stated in those two programs, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Member Vanport. I'm going to sneak in the last question before we ask the Minister to respond.
Thank you so much, Chair. A minus on page 172, table 7.8.2, Child and Youth Care Centers. What are the reasons for the reduced budget for Child and Youth Care Centers? And then the last one, page 173, table 7.8.4, Victim Empowerment. The reduction of budget for Victim Empowerment is highly regrettable and seems the message of government that does not care about the rights of women. What are the reasons for this? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Minister,
Chair, that was a barrel of questions. I've tried to keep up with them as we go along. But I think with your indulgence, I'm going to ask the HOD and CFO to respond appropriately.
Chairperson, the reduction in social welfare services, and we've got the specifics on where those reductions are, I'll speak to that in detail in a minute. Essentially, there's a lot of balancing going on between services. So you'll see that in some instances, you will have, for example, an ECD. There will be some NGOs that are non-compliant because we've got 1,100 ECDs that we fund. Some of them are not compliant with their funding agreements, so they don't submit the financial statements when they're supposed to. When that happens, we have to suspend their funding if they don't respond to repeated requests for that to be submitted. So we do try to help them, but if they don't respond eventually, we do have to suspend funding and then we check the investigation to make sure the funds have not been misappropriated. We don't know if we don't get all the financial statements, we don't know whether the funds have actually been used properly. This is a common problem in the ECD space because, first of all, there are a lot of organisations in the ECD space, so it's always more likely that you will have defaulters where we've got that many. Secondly, the ECDs often struggle with administrative capacity. They're very small organisations. They often don't have access to well-paid financial professionals that can help them with their books. So they do struggle. We do recognise that and we try and help them as far as possible. Some of them just simply are not responsible. And then we have to obviously at a certain point we have to stop funding until we clarify what's going on. What happens then is you get to the first to the end of the year and if you find that we find ourselves like we are now in a situation where because there's been some organisations where the funding has been suspended, we then have to we have a saving. Sometimes what happens is we try to get the children into an alternative ECD replace IT equipment for our staff because it becomes redundant. So after 6 years, the guarantees lapse, and also the machines become less able to cope with the software that they need to run as part of the provincial IT systems. So every 6 years we replace the equipment, that's the IT refresh, so we refresh end-user equipment, the laptops, those things primarily, and desktops. The 2.2 billion funds for training corporate services, in the corporate services section, I will ask the CFO to speak to in a moment. The delays in expansion of facilities, I'll also ask the CFO to just advise on exactly what that is. The question on how many staff exits, we can give you that data, but we would have to be providing in writing, so perhaps we could be given that maybe a question or something from the committee secretary who will provide that information. We have seen a lot of unexpected staff exits, and the question about the impact relating to programs 2.1 and 3.3 on page 163. There is an impact. We are struggling in some of our units with capacity, particularly in the financial space. We've just now again lost our manager for internal control. The third manager we've lost in 2 years. They keep on getting poached by the city of Cape Town or by corporate world that can pay better than we do. So we struggle to retain finance staff. Generally, we've lost quite a few people. We've had to support supply chain practitioner positions as well. We do battle some other positions too. We particularly head office, we're struggling to fill posts of social work policy developers where people prefer to work in the field. They don't want to come to work in an administrative environment. But on our structure, it requires, because these posts are occupational specific, dispensation posts, it requires social workers with a certain amount of experience, and then comfortable with us, we don't get any suitable applicants. So the combination of not getting suitable applicants and people leaving unexpectedly always means you're going to end up with someone who's getting your compensation. It's just inevitable. But at the same time, we have a question about the insourcing of the census. You probably have read the newspapers about the SARS that have become liquidated after the bank accounts were closed. No bank would touch their bank accounts because of the corruption issues that were raised with the state capture initial inquiry. They were then liquidated, and the liquidators gave us notice that the SARS would no longer be running Horizon and Plan Million secure care centres. Those are centres for children who have been sentenced in terms of the Child Justice Act. So and we also have a waiting trial of children there as well. So those two centres, we then had a choice of either trying to outsource again, but the market data we had, including from the previous tender, there are no other service providers in that space that are credible with any kind of track record that we can entrust such a high-risk service to. So therefore, we took the decision to create posts on our structure, on our schedule, through an organisation design process, which we did. 295 posts were created on our schedule, primarily child and youth care workers, some social workers, and some management. And those posts were then advertised and filled. And as of 1 November, we've taken over the management of Horizon and Family Centres. That additional staff coming into our establishment has meant that our budget for staff is going to go over next year. Hence, I mentioned that we need to take the difficult step of banking some compensation funds this year for next year. I think that so it's not insourcing in a strict sense, but we took it over. So there are some outsourced services there, so we put catering as outsourced, security as outsourced, and so forth. Having said that, the ethnical law that goes yet, we pulled about 200 posts so far, or 295, so we hope to fill all the posts by the end of the year. Some of the posts had to be made the task of looking for people candidates in the first round. Then the allocation for victim empowerment, the question about what we are doing for the fight against CBD. The decrease that we see on here is 487,000. However, we are benefiting from an additional allocation at national level, where we're being given 30 extra social work staff from 1 December that are coming here to assist us. We've done the process for them in terms of recruiting them. A national department is going to appoint them on ASAP for 4 months, and we will then take over managing them and deploying them to places where the need is high for the service. And then from the 1st of April next year, we will be appointing 30 extra social workers for victim empowerment services permanently on the establishment from the 1st of April. We've got an additional 20 million on our budget, 21 million on our budget for the next financial year for victim empowerment services, which I think will assist us. Of that, 5 million will be going to the victim empowerment program, and 16 million will be going for additional social workers on our establishment to service that space. So that will take our budgets quite substantially higher next year. We'll definitely continue the trend of increased allocation for victim empowerment services, which has been the trend over the last 5 years. It's been quite a major increase. Then we speak about the details of the two secure facilities. I think I would already go through that. Those two new secure care facilities are in addition to the ones we already have. So we now have a total of 9 facilities as a department that we run directly ourselves, of which one is for disabled persons, one is for drug rehab, and the rest are secure care for child protection. The question about using funds of crime prevention for audit fees, it's just a matter of needing the extra funds, and if there was minor spending there, then it would be allocated for audit fees, but it's not about prioritisation, it's about just what funds are available at the time. And in this case, we had the Auditor General going over their budget for the financial year, because they had to spend an extra month auditing us over that disaster situation that the state capture commission. So they decided to give us an extra month of auditing to check whether there was any trace of corruption that may have occurred in the Western Cape Department of Social Development. Fortunately, they found that there was no evidence of any corruption in this province, which we were pleased to hear. But it cost extra money. The question about shifts from persons with disabilities budget, again, I will just ask the CFO's team to clarify that. I think that covers most of the questions. So the CFO can just clarify some of the additional.
Before you go, so far, I just want to say thank you on behalf of our committee for all the hard work that you and your team have put in. You've been diligent in coming to our committee and answering all of our questions, and we wish you luck this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
2.2 million. That was due to our expansion at our facility called CBA. CBA is for the profound and disabled mentally and physically children. And the public works is assisting us with that. So we couldn't spend all our money due to the expansion of that thing. And therefore we should then also require some of that funding towards our training and development. That now takes place at our other facilities, which is the Horizon and PLC. On page 160, the issue about the 1.4 million, I believe, which was also, redirected. That's also the CBA facility. We also, some of that expansion money we are also redirecting to help also with our high school situation. That doesn't mean that we won't have funds in the new year to continue with that expansion project. I'm just going to ask Mr. Ali for all the specific ones that was mentioned.
Yeah. Yes,
thank you.
I'm not actually vicious to give you numbers. We can't be sitting with over 900 computer hardware that is older than 5 years that needs to be replaced. We're finding that it's costing machine of these machines. They can go properly and therefore the replacement of it becomes almost a continuous process. And the fund that we can't be shifting the 5 million and is but a piece of what we can accommodate. I think we're calling about half of that 900 computers that we need to replace. The shift of funds for training from within services to transfers, we initially had to pay the HWC levy. It's a levy that we pay to the training department every year. And that was always budgeted for under within services. Until we had an audit finding in the fourth financial year, and the auditors was of the opinion that it should be disclosed as transfer payments. So we moved the 2.2 million back, as you can see on page 159, from Putin services to process. Same payment that's still being made to HWC. The CFO has raised the issue of the fact that we've budgeted for the expansion of services at CVA, our disability facility, and the expansion for didn't take place on the date because we expected the opening thereof, I think it was the 1st of September. It's been delayed the implementation and therefore we had some savings that were generated through that. Non-compliant NPIs in the ECD sector, we have, on the, in terms of our contracts, we call it cross-sell payment agreements, CPAs. They have to report every quarter on their performance. Their performance include whether they have the number of children or the number of occupancies as indicated in which they are funded for. And some of these individuals are not complying with that rule of the contract. Submitting reports, these financial statements that they need to submit by the end of September, they have not submitted those financial statements. And those are the things where it becomes non-compliant and we sustain funds. We suspended fund in the area of ECDs. The persons with disabilities within CVA, that's registered under DEBA, to understand that the reduction in disabilities and the disability funding and the victim empowerment funding is not related to the program itself, the program funding. This post that became vacant in the area of victim empowerment. And as a result of that, there was compensation money that we saved in order to fill the post after the fact. So it was a few months that the post became vacant. And that's the reduction that we see for interest under the empowerment. Child and youth care centers. These are the centers or children's homes that we have. In some of these centers we fund it 100% if the occupancy rate is 90% and more. In some instances, the occupancy was less than 90%, and as a result, they were funded less in those specific months. And that's where we got the saving generated from the, and how we could then prioritize the money. In the increases in transfers, we've increased transfers to disability. There was money going out for CDL, but there was also money going in for NPOs that we funded initially. And you'll see that on page 160, there's a 370,000 rand that we did for provision for an increase in demand for services for persons with disabilities. The same with child care and protection on page 161. There we also increased the allocation for that specific program. 1,000,008. Child in protection transfer. So there's been continued hard money movement, but like I indicated, those were due to non-compliance in certain areas where they were underperforming, and as a result, they did not provide the funds.
Thank you very much. I have received a request for a question from the public. Mr. Domingo from the Rehabilitation Centre in Grassy Park here. Mr. Domingo, would you like to pose a question up?
Thank you, sir. I've anticipated this day for so long and had something prepared, but I'll keep it short, seeing that we pushed the time. First of all, I'd just like to mention that we have 14 rehabilitation centres that actually registered, and it costs quite a bit. For example, 40,000 that you have to pay for that, which you don't get for the children's to go to these rehabilitations. Hence why we have such a long list, a waiting list of our poor communities waiting to go to the rehabilitation centers. Hence why we have in our poor communities rehabilitation popping up everywhere, but they don't meet the requirements. So what we're asking is that fine, good enough, we know we need to meet the requirements. We can meet 50% of the requirements, but come to us with the other 50%, because doctors, social workers, nurses, it's very expensive, and our poor communities cannot pay for this services. So we're asking for help, because I see 3.6 million is allocated for substance abuse and rehabilitation centers. It seems like a lot of money, but if you stay in our poor communities, 80% of the people there, they suffer from substance abuse. And look, Minister, only you can do this, but you can't do this alone. We'd like to assist you in this, but we'll count 50% and we'd like for you to count 50% instead of saying, hey, we've got to meet the 100% requirements, and we can't. So then we begin to open up illegal rehabilitation centers. We don't want to do this. We also want to paint the right picture. So the question is how can you help us in this regard? Because I don't know if anybody that came forward with us. This is something that's been. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jimmy. I know that there were follow-up questions was there from Dr. Force.
Yes.
Was a follow-up to the question earlier?
No. First, my question was not answered for Karin. 1, 2, 3. In the shifting of funds.
See my list, which is after the letters, man?
Yes, 4.36 to that program. And yeah, I have a follow-up question too.
4.3 on page 163.
Yes, 4.3.
It's not 4.3, it's only about 3.5.
Who called them, sir? Ah, yes, 4.3. What is 4.3 is not there.
Sorry, my not very glasses.
You might find one or I will go away. Yeah. Yeah. That question was not answered. And I have a follow-up question. It seems to me, when I'm checking here, everything that has to do in what you call it, disability, like in 160 sub-program 2.3, the money was used for something else. I think you will have next time that our PLAMP prepare or budget something for the refreshment of the computers, because you know after 5 years you will need new computers. So that's our plea, so that we cannot punish these able people. Most especially, it's very, it's vulnerable people, disabled people. They need our care and the social development. Why I'm saying that this is, I pick up also that in this same Department of Social, of disabled people, we shift the budget from them. We use also for something else. I just want to check. So you can answer the question that you didn't answer while I'm sharing the second point of the disabled people with this other thing.
Thank you, Madam. Can you just remind me on page 163, sub-program 4.3, what the question was there?
I said, Chair, given the many cases of GBV and femicide in the Western Cape, one would expect increased allocation for victim empowerment and this budget saving none. Can I therefore ask what the department plan to fight against GBV? As we all know, in the Western Cape, GBV is high, and I already found what I was looking for. In 171, table 7.8.2, the services to the person with disabilities. When I'm checking there again, we shift the program. It says, were this shift really necessary from that program? Because it seems we are taking from disabled people. Can we please, I'm seeing for next time, or can you please explain, but I might be that next time we go and fetch money somewhere else. Let us not disadvantage people who's already vulnerable.
We definitely make an offer to Zulu for some more money as well. Member Ventworth, you have the last question?
I'm in the department now. Are you answering for
no, the No, I'm not the second. Parliament of people on the committee. It's your partner.
Chairperson, ek is baie oorhaken wat deur die meneer se input. En kyk na page 173, table 7.4. En ek sien daar verskillende wyse dat die komitee dit kon produseer. Dit ons weet in ons verskillende gemeenskapsregte groei op wat deur 'n increase in substance abuse. En we are cutting that right. Now my question is, ons weet ons nie kern government nie, en ons weet waarmee ons sit in ons verskillende gemeenskap hierdie probleem. So ek het gesien hoe kom ons daar gekry, as ons weet ons het hierdie probleem in elke gemeenskap, in die hele wetkap, in die hele land. En ons het gesny, ons het die begroting gekat, as het kom by substance abuse, in prevention and rehabilitation. So I want to know why.
Thank you very much, Minister and CFL. Would you like to respond to some of those questions in the comments? If I could ask if you keep it quite straight and brief, we would hardly have time.
Chair, with your permission, I would actually like to engage Mr. Domino because we have a special program that talks to this and I understand the need around rehab, but there's also need to be compliant to prevent many fly-by-night rehabs. We have users who are clean for a month or three and suddenly they open a rehab and they charge the earth without providing the necessary psychosocial support. So with your permission, I will get your email and we'll get program manager and we will engage you fruitfully going forward to see how we can, but there are significant amounts of money spent on certain areas in the funds which we can then provide from a program perspective. Just the other issue on persons with disability, the one was around the fact that it was cheaper for us to go to public works to procure vehicles for disabled people than for the department to buy it itself. So that was a shift. And the other shift around February was the fact that it was supposed to open on the 1st of September, but because the opening was delayed, because this is an adjustment budget, there is a need to move money. However, I do have to say, in the March, in the formal budget, a significant amount has been made available to each province by virtue of the President's solid declaration to fight gender-based violence, and that is where the city social workers come in, a special allocation to be made for GBV, also for HIV, TB, STDs, STIs, all the other stuff, and substance-related matters. It doesn't form part of this adjustment estimate, but you can be sure that we, in the budget, formal budget, we will present a full detailed overview. I'll ask the CFO and Mr. Hardy to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Could you just quickly, in terms of, I agree with the member that we must make provision, we did that now in the last year of the IT administration, in terms of that, so that we can restart. And the whole idea was if we start in this adjustment budget, it makes it easier in the end. This is in terms of 173, the reduction in substance abuse. Those reductions is twofold. We firstly had some savings on our security contract due to the new provincial transversal contract that the provincial failure has put in place. We are now seeing some of the reductions and the savings. So that is also part of the reduction there that doesn't directly affect service in itself. So we still have the security service, but it's costing us a little bit daily due to that. Then also in the NOVO, our figures show that the intake has been reduced in terms of death.
To clarify, the year end is in September 2011. We want to expand the NOVO services. Our number of clients who want to increase at the NOVO. And that implementation was also delayed. I believe now they're operating at full capacity, but we generally, as a result of that, we cost our savings generated through that too. So we initially made provision for those expansions to take place at our own facilities, our own treatment centers, to happen early in the year, which obviously you need to hear. We had some evidence from that, and that's the substance of this understanding that you see in the document.
Finally, on the disability thing, as mentioned on the body, it was mainly due to post that became vacant, not the actual service in terms of the disability program. And that is also some kind of official in terms of
thank you very much. Minister, do you mind if I invite you back to the medical community or very important?
Chairperson, you don't have to invite me back. I'd just like to say that this problem is a complex one. The aim should be to reduce the number of addicts. The aim should be to reduce the number of children being placed in foster care. But however, when we do our planning, we need to plan based on all sorts of criteria. So, you know, if we were told we must have 80 kids in foster care, we only make 74, it means we don't make a target. In my mind, that's not the way it should be. Because instead of increasing the numbers of vulnerable, we should be decreasing. So it is a complex department that is governed mostly by statutory obligations. The Children's Care Act, the Foster Care, the Child Justice, the older persons. And so we are a very different department to others, and I trust that when you present, you will see the bigger picture But my aim and the aim of the team over the next 5 years is to improve the plight of the most vulnerable and to reduce the numbers rather than see them increasing.
Thank you very much, Minister. Just being mindful of time, because we've got another committee meeting starting at 3. Members, do we support the vote?
Yes,
Members, just to read the committee report. The report of the Standing Committee on Social Development, vote 7, Social Development, in the schedule to the Western Cape Adjustment Appropriation Bill, vote 6 of 2019, dated 27th November. 2019 as follows. The Standing Committee on Social Development and deliberated on the budget for 7 of the Department of Social Development in the schedule of the Western Cape Adjustment and Appropriation Bill for 6 of 2019. Report that the committee supports the vote. Refer to it. Do we have a proposal? Member Philander, a seconder? Members? Just a microphone, please.
I'm feeling that we are moving forward to do supporting this one. Thank you.
African National Congress, in terms of Standing Rule 90, is expressing its minority view not to support the vote. Thank you very much, members, and thank you very much to the department for coming. Members, we will convene in committee room 1 for our meeting on the appointment of the Children's Commission.